Red trainer Ken Keys about the performance of Like a Carousel in the Sydney Cup on Saturday. Ken, ran third in that race, 200-1, but you must have been proud of the horse.
Sure was. Sure was. Before the race, I looked at the board and saw the 200-1, and I'm sort of thinking to myself, am I kidding myself? We were happy with the horse, but you have started having second thoughts a few minutes before the race. But yeah. he went as we was hoping.
Yeah, look, but he's just been such a good performer for your stable. He's raced at the top level, and he's been supremely competitive. And I think he caught people by surprise because he was the only Australian-bred horse in that race.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that until after the race. Someone mentioned that, and yeah, that's a little feather in the cap for the Armadale stud. But look, this horse is an out-and-out 2-miler. We've learned that along the way. A couple of times he's done it. He's been only a 4-year-old and a learning horse, but now he's sort of 5-year-old. There's a couple of years ahead of him, I think. And we went up there this time on our basic third race start of the prep with a genuine plan, and well, I say come off because we went third, but we were pretty happy.
Well, he was given a gun run in the race, and you know, and he was on a long rein, you know, right up until the home turn, which was terrific. So, and when he asked him to give, he really found a bit. So, what have you got planned for him?
a spell. No, there's really nothing else for him, Pete. I haven't had a look this morning, but I'm just hoping his rating goes up high enough out of that event. And I believe they rated the race so high that he should get a number of points out of it. That might be enough to secure us a run in next year's Melbourne Cup, if that's the case.
Is that the ultimate goal for you, Ken?
Well, I think so. I mean, if he was a European horse, I'd be all over him. Because he's from Tassie, he probably doesn't get noticed. Yeah. Look, that's what he is. There's not many of them in our racing calendar. So that's where we've got to try and have him.
All right. Would you love to take him overseas?
I don't know. I think there's a few better stayers over there.
Okay.
But look, he won a Melbourne Cup, well, it's the Oyster. But look, I probably would rather take a sprinting horse overseas.
All right, mate. But look, if we take us back, you bought him. How much did you pay for him at the Tasmanian Magic Millions yearling sale?
Yeah, it was one of my better buys. $10,000.
$10,000, and here he is running third in. What was the prize money for running third in the Cup?
$120,000.
That's not a bad effort for a place in a big race, and he's certainly the money that he's earned. Is it beyond your expectations after paying $10,000 for him at the sale?
Peter, every horse I buy is going to do this. You ask the owners.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Of course. No, look, yes, of course it is, you know what I mean? We did buy him as a sayer, and that's probably one of the better things that we did make a decision early, that we were going to give him every opportunity to be a stayer. And I think that was paid dividends by not trying to get up him early or anything like that.
Yeah.
So he learned to relax, and we, you know, he's had a chance to be a stayer, I suppose.
All right, mate. Well, look, obviously he can have a spell. You're going to have a spell with him, or what?
Yeah. We've got Adelaide to go yet. Yeah, we're finding one to go to Adelaide.
He might be going to Adelaide.
No, I say I'll find one to go over that.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, mate. Well, there's maybe a Tassie bred one you've got. Has he got another Tassie bred one in the yard?
I've got a couple there, but one might be to the 2-year-old over there.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, look, well done. And I know you're a regular at the Tasmanian Magic Millions yearling sale, and I'm sure you just keep coming back year after year because, let's face it, it's a pretty good value sale.
Yeah, sure has been to me, Pete.
All right, mate. Congratulations again and all the best to the connections.
Hey, thank you. Bye.